Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Psalm 43. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the second chapter. So the Jews said to Jesus, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you'll raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eudica Me is how this week in the church year is named. It's also called Passion Tide. The suffering of Christ on our behalf and on our account begins long before the whip or the thorns fall down on him. It's heard in the sighs that he utters all over the Gospels. It's heard in the "it is enough" that he utters to the disciples as they say dopishly, "Look, two swords." In St. John's Gospel, we hear almost from the beginning that Jesus will not entrust himself to men because he knows what's in their hearts. That might be a surprising tidbit if it weren't for chapter 1 spoiling it all, informing us that his own received him not. "Judge me, O God." Who says that? Oh, to be sure, many will tell you, "Leave the judging to God." But they say those words without thinking them all the way through. They cannot stand the judgments of other people, not realizing that it is God's judgment that is far more weighty than the judgment of their peers. At the same time, no one likes judging God any more than a judgmental Christian. The psalm says, "Judge me," in earnest, because judgment is always a two-way street. The verdict can go with you or against you, in your favor or to your condemnation. "Vindicate me" is how our hymnal has it. And the one who prays it again today is Christ Jesus. He asks for the judgments of God in his favor. He's hesitant to bear witness to himself. The Father is the judge and must glorify Jesus, or else his glory is nothing. He rather bears the reproach of his own people unjustly. Israel is the ungodly nation, Psalm 43 mentions. We are the deceitful and unjust men to whom Jesus will not entrust himself. And yet, for us, the Lord is pleased to cast him off and to reject him anyway, to lay the mourning on his back on account of his enemies. He is the sacrifice and the substitute for our transgressions. He goes first to the holy hill, to the tabernacle of sacrifice, the altar of God, and indeed, it is exceedingly joyful work for our Lord Christ, because he is the high priest of the New Testament. He makes in his own body the joyful exchange for our salvation. And despite the rejection, despite the dereliction of the Father, and the utter lack of any vindication, Jesus dies in faith, in hope. We know his final words, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," which in Psalm 31 conclude with these hopeful and Easter-pointing words, "You will redeem me, O Lord, faithful God." Well, here in Psalm 43, we have the same internal conversation laid out for us. "Shall my soul be in anguish any longer?" No, Jesus says. "I will hope in God. For though this cup will not be taken from me, yet shall I again praise him. For my Father is my salvation and my deliverance also." And into this prayer, dear Christians, you also are brought. Your Lord's suffering and death, his steadfast faith, and his perfect obedience are all credited to your account. You need not fear the judgment, fearful as it may be, for you know that vindication has been won for you by the Christ who was not vindicated before his death, only at the resurrection, which means that his sacrifice is sure and certain and accepted by his Father for you. The cross sends out the light and the truth that lead you to that holier hill outside the camp, the hill of the skull, which nevertheless for us is truly exceeding joy. And though the world may mock this confidence today, though the world may mock your boldness and your grief, especially that you may not be able to gather at the altar with your fellow Christians, well then take up these words to yourself. Why be cast down? Why be in turmoil anymore? Hope in God, for he will lead us again soon, together to the altar, to taste his holy supper, to eat and to drink his testament. And we will again praise him, our salvation and our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for all missionaries serving in closed countries. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.